信仰的根基这一系列。
And our topic, as you can see here, is who is Jesus?
我们今天的主题是耶稣基督是谁。
So if you would join me, let's ask the Lord for help and refresh ourselves on who Jesus is.
所以请希望大家能够加入我，我们请上帝耶稣再继续告诉我们谁是耶稣。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, this morning, even as our chairman prayed, we are able to pray to our Heavenly Father because of Jesus.
亲爱的主耶稣，就像我们今天早上我们的主席所祷告的，我们可以通过，我们可以祷告是因为我们的主耶稣基督。
We can be in relationship with the God of this universe because of Jesus.
因为主耶稣基督，我们可以跟我们这个宇宙的神有一种关系。
And so this morning, Lord, I ask that you would teach us who is Jesus Christ.
所以今天早上，主耶稣，我想请求你教导我们，让我们理解谁是主耶稣基督。
Father, by your grace, would you be with me and our translator?
亲爱的天父，希望通过你的恩典，希望你和你和我，我和我的翻译者一同同在今天早上。
I pray that you give us a united heart to share your words to your people.
我祷告你可以给我们一颗联合的心，来分享你的话和我们。
But more importantly, I pray that you prepare our hearts to receive your message.
但是更重要的，我祷告你能够预备我们的心，预备我们的心来接受你。
Because our hearts are stubborn and full of pride.
因为我们的心很坚硬，而且也充满了骄傲。
And because of that pride, many times we cannot hear from you.
因为我们的骄傲，我们听不到你的声音。
So open our spiritual eyes, Lord.
请你张开我们圣灵的眼睛。
That we may see who Jesus is.
所以我们看到，我们可以看到耶稣是谁。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Now I'm not sure if you know this, but there are...A number of our teenagers sitting in that area right there that are starting to drive.
我不知道大家清不清楚，我们这边有很多十几岁的青少年坐在这里，马上就要开车了，学开车了。
I remember when there were other teenagers at our church just starting to drive.
我记得我们有一些其他的青少年刚刚开始学开车的时候。
I remember when Serena started to drive.
我记得 Serena 开始学开车的时候。
And I told her, whenever you're going to drive, tell me, so that I won't be on the road at the same time.
我记得我告诉 Serena 说，你开始学车的时候告诉我，所以我不会在路上走路。
But for all these teenagers that are learning how to drive, I know that the parents are working hard to teach them the importance of...Obeying the traffic laws, right?
我知道这些青少年父母亲在他们学开车的时候，都非常跟他们强调要遵守交通规则。
And one of the most important traffic signs that you need to obey is what? What traffic sign? Well, not that one too, but there's another one.
就最重要的那个一条交通规则应该遵守的是什么？
The speed limit signs.
是限速这个规则。
You may not always remember the speed limit signs, but they're really important.
你或许不记得这个限速的规则，但是他们是确实是非常的重要。
Because you're not supposed to drive 45 miles an hour in a 25 mile per hour zone.
因为如果这条路上的限速是25英里。的时速，你不希望你驾车，驾到四十英里。
And obviously on the freeway, you're not supposed to be driving 80 when the speed limit says what? 65.
在高速公路上，如果限速是65个英里一个钟头，那你也不希望你开到80个英里。
Not only would you get a ticket, but it's also a reminder for you because it's dangerous to drive.
不仅仅是因为你会拿一个罚单，但更重要的是因为，你驾开的超速超的这么快的话，非常的危险。
I think we all know that.
我想我们大家都知道这一点。
But how many of us, even the parents, can admit that you don't always follow the speed limit signs?
那我们当中有多少人能够承认，就是我们通常不遵守这个限速的规定？
You know what's important.
你知道这是很重要的。
But you don't always follow it.
但是你不会，往往不会遵守它。
You might be able to tell your kids the importance of the speed limit.
或许你会告诉你的孩子，遵守这条规则的重要性。
You know that the speed limit is foundational to driving.
你知道限速，这一条是真的是驾车的基础。
We see speed limit signs everywhere we drive.
我们看到这个限速的标志，在每个地方都看到。
But sometimes we forget the importance and we ignore it.
但是有时候我们会忘记它的重要性。而且忽视它。
You know, I think the same thing happens to Jesus Christ.
我知道，就是同样的事情也在耶稣身上发生。
We say that Jesus is the foundation of our faith.
我们通常说耶稣是我们的信仰的基础。
We sing songs about Jesus.
我们唱关于耶稣的歌。
We hang a cross right here to remind ourselves of Jesus.
我们在这里挂一个十字架来提醒我们自己。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们用耶稣的名来祷告。
Jesus is everywhere. The signs of Jesus are all around us.
我们可以看到耶稣的，在任何的地方都可以看得到耶稣。
But sometimes we forget the importance of Jesus and we ignore him.
但是有时候我们忘记耶稣的重要性，而且我们并且忽视耶稣。
Isn't that true?
这是真实的吗？
We forget.
我们忘记。
We forget why Jesus is worthy.
我们忘记为什么耶稣是配得的。
Why is Jesus worthy of my life?
我们忘记为什么耶稣是配得我的生命的。
And today, what we're going to be looking at, if you turn your Bibles open to the book of Colossians,
那我们现在打开哥罗西书。
We're going to be looking at Paul's letter to the church in Colossae.
我们要看那个保罗写给哥罗西教会的信。
Because guess what?
猜一猜是什么？
They sang songs about Jesus.
他们也唱耶稣的歌。
They had a cross to remind them of who Jesus was.
他们也有个十字架来提醒他们耶稣是谁。
They also prayed in Jesus' name.
他们也用耶稣的名祷告。
But they needed to be reminded of who is Jesus Christ.
但是他们也需要提醒谁是耶稣基督。
They need to be reminded of why is Jesus worthy of my trust and my obedience.
他们也要被提醒耶稣为什么值得我的信靠和值得我去顺服他。
Why is Jesus worthy of their life?
为什么耶稣配得他们的生命？
So if you have your Bibles open to the book of Colossians,
我们打开圣经到哥罗西书。
The first thing that we want to see in this text, in chapter 1,
第一件事我们想看到的是第一章。
The first thing I want you to mark down is that Jesus is worthy of our life because he made it all.
第一点我想大家能够记下来的是耶稣配得你们的生命因为他创造了一切。
Jesus is not just some religious man who represents Christianity.
耶稣 不是说就是一个一个宗教的人物来代表一个来代表基督教的。Mm-hmm.
Jesus is God and he created everything.
耶稣是上帝，他创造了一切。
Let's look at chapter 1, verse 15 through 17.
我们来看一下第一章十五节到十七节。
Verse 15. He, Jesus Christ, is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation.
爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的。
For by him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him.
因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的、能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一切都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。
And he is before all things, and in him...All things hold together.
他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。
Let me tell you a little bit something of what was happening to the church in Colossae.
让我来解释一下，跟大家就是当时在那个哥罗西教会发生了什么事情。
The brothers and sisters of the church of Colossae, let me tell you this, their faith was faltering.
当时哥罗西教会里的兄弟姐妹们的信心，他们的信心在动摇。
They were being challenged in their faith.
他们的信心在被挑战。
Because the brothers and sisters of that church started to mingle their beliefs with other beliefs.
因为这些兄弟姐妹的信，他们把他们的信仰和外面世界上的一些东西所混淆起来了。
Although they first believed that Jesus Christ was God and they put their faith in him for their salvation,
尽管一开始他们是真正的把他们的信心放在耶稣基督身上,
they were beginning to believe that faith in Jesus wasn't enough.
但是他们慢慢的开始相信耶稣基督是不够的。
They were being told that they had to add to their faith.
他们被告知说他们应该加一些东西在他们的信仰。
They were being told that they had to do certain things in order to have a complete salvation.
他们被告知说他们要做一些事情才能够得到完全的救赎。
And whether it was a false teaching from inside,
或许不管是从内部来的一些假教条
or it was the influence of the world on the outside
或者是从外面世界来的一些影响
it was clear that their faith was slowly going off track
但是很明显的他们的信心在走歪道
because their understanding of Jesus started to go off track
因为他们对耶稣的理解对耶稣的理解走了偏道。
Whenever our understanding of Jesus begins to go off track, our faith is going to begin to go off track.
如果我们对耶稣的信心开始走了偏道，那我们的
自己信心，
我们的信心也开始走了偏道。
And so we see in this letter, in the front and in the beginning, the beginning and the end of this letter, two bookends that are telling this church that Jesus is the foundation of their faith.
所以我们看到从这封信的开始和结尾都在告诉我们，耶稣基督是我们生命的一个基础。
And so Paul was answering the question that we are asking this morning.
所以保罗正在回答我们今天早上所问的问题。
Who is Jesus Christ?
谁是耶稣基督?
And the first thing that he reminded them of who Jesus is, you'll see in verse 15.
我们看到从第十五节我们可以看到保罗提醒了我们耶稣基督是谁。
That Jesus...Christ is God.
耶稣基督是神。
It says in verse 15 that Jesus is the image of the invisible God.
在十五节我们可以看到耶稣基督是那看不见之神。
If ever in their life they have wondered, who is God?
如果在他们的生命中有怀疑的话，谁是神
If they ever wondered, what is God like?
如果他们有怀疑神是怎样的。
Paul is telling them, do you want to know what God is like?
保罗在告诉在问他们你知道你想知道神是怎样的吗?
Do you want to know who God is?
你想知道神是谁吗?
Look no further than Jesus Christ.
你们只要看耶稣基督就行了。
Jesus is the image of the invisible God.
耶稣是我们所看不见神的形象。
Jesus Christ is God.
耶稣基督是神。
One preacher said it this way.
有一个传道人是这样说的。
He said, "If God were a man,
如果神是人
we would expect him to be sinless."
我们会期盼他是无罪的。
Jesus was sinless.
耶稣是无罪的。
If God were a man, we would expect him to speak the greatest words ever spoken.
如果神是如果
神是人。
神是人我们会希望他讲一些最伟大的话语。
And Jesus did.
耶稣也这样做了。
If God were to be a man, we would expect that he would do miracles with ease.
如果神是人的话，我们也会期望他做一些神迹。
And he did.
他也是这样做了。
If God were to become a man, we would expect him to love.
如果神变成了人，我们也会希望他能有爱。
And Jesus did.
耶稣也这样做了。
Because Jesus was God.
因为耶稣就是神。
And God cannot be known other than through Jesus Christ.
神只有通过耶稣来让我们知道。
Mm-hmm. See, if God is truly God.
如果神是一位真正的神
then the Bible tells us that his thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
那圣经跟我们讲说神的思维比我们的思维要更高
then his ways are far above our ways.
他的方式也比我们的方式要更高
He is unlimited, we are limited.
他是无限的我们是有限的
So how does God, who is unlimited, tell us, who is limited, about himself?
那神是一位无限的神，他如何来告诉我们这些有限的人他是谁呢
？How does God show us in a way that we would understand？
那神怎样才能来告诉我们，他是谁，能够使我们懂得他是谁呢
？Well, He came to us.
他来到了我们中间。
He came to us in a lower form than who He is.
他以一种低态的方式来到了我们的中间。
He came to us in the form of a man so that we would understand.
他以一种人的方式来到我们中间，所以我们可以理解他。
This is Jesus Christ.
这就是耶稣基督。
He allowed himself to be born as a man.
他允许了他自己让以一个人的方式而出生。
Now there's some women at our church that are pregnant.
我们教会当中有一些女孩子现在在怀孕了。
They're about to pop.
她们马上就要生孩子了。
Okay, like two of them are sitting right here. You have Mimi, you have Maggie. They're about to pop.
那么有两位正坐在这里。
Or to me, they're about to pop. Right?
对我来说，她们马上就要生孩子了。
And I remember when my wife popped.
我记得我孩子我的太太刚生了孩子的时候。
And I remember.Holding each of my children when they were first born.
我记得就是我的孩子们刚出生的时候，我抱着他们的时候。
But particularly with my first daughter Bethany.
特别是我最大的孩子 Bethany.
I remember taking her from the doctor, and I was afraid to hold her the wrong way.
我记得我从医生手上抱过她的时候，我真的担心我抱她的方式对不对。
And when I first took her, I didn't get her head, so her neck like her head snapped back.
我一开始抱过接过他的时候，我没有拿顶住他的头，所以他的头往下掉。
And it went back so far.
掉了很多。
I said, Doctor, did I just break her neck?
我问了医生，是不是我把他的脖子给弄破了
？And she said, No, Dad, you're okay. Hold her close.
医生说没有关系，你他没有关系。
And I realized that this little child that I was holding is so fragile.
我意识到这个小婴儿，我正抱着的小婴儿。她是如此的脆弱。
And although she was so beautiful, she was so helpless.
虽然她对我来说是如此的美丽，但是她是如此的无助。
Can you believe that our God lowered himself to be such a fragile human being at the mercy of the hands of man?
你能够相信吗？我们的主耶稣也是这样，就是把自己降低，来到我们作为一个小婴儿来到我们的中间，要通过我们的人的爱和人的怜悯去去爱护去保护他。
God wanted us to understand what he's like.
神想让我们理解他是怎样的。
But because we are created and he is the creator.
但是因为是我们是被造的，他是造物的。
Because we are limited and he is unlimited.
但是因为我们是有限的，他是无限的。
He allowed his son to become a baby.
他允许了他的儿子。
So that we would know who God is.
所以我们可以知道神是谁。
That's why in the Old Testament they said of Jesus.
所以在旧约里他们所说的耶稣。
They said his name.Will be called Emmanuel.
在旧约里，他们说耶稣的名字会被称为以马内利。
Do you know what that means?
以马内利是什么意思呢？
It means that God is with us.
他的意思是神与我们同在。
God wanted us to know His love.
神想让我们知道他的爱。
So He lowered Himself into the form.Of a baby, so that we would know how much he loves us.
所以他把自己放低了自己的身份，作为一个婴儿来到我们中间，所以我们能够了解他对我们的爱有多大。
God came to us in the form of a man, so we would understand.
上帝作为人来到我们中间，所以我们能够了解他。
Two, Paul was telling them that Jesus created.All things, and he is over all things.
第二点，我们也可以看到保罗说，耶稣基督创造了一切，但是他又是高于一切的。
Look at verse 16.
我们看第十六节。
For by him and all things, for by him all things were created.
因为万有都是他造的。
All things were created through him and for him.
所有的事物都是他造的，都是而且又是为他而造的。
Have you remembered that recently, that Jesus is the Creator God?
你记得吗？耶稣基督就是我们的创造主。
Recently, we went up on a few of us went on a hike to the top of Mount Baldy.
最近呢，我们有几个人呢，我们一直爬山，爬到了那个 Mount Baldy 的顶上。
I remember when I went 17 years ago.
我记得17年前我去过一次。
It was so easy for me to go up.
那时候觉得很容易。
This time it wasn't that easy.
这次就不一样了。
But I remember along the way, over and over, we saw how beautiful was God's creation.
但是我记得就是在爬山的途径中，我们一次又一次的看到，神的创造是如此的美妙。
Over and over, we saw the awe and the beauty of what God has made.
我们一次又一次所看到上帝所创造的美丽。
If you're at the top, you'll see that the sky is so blue.
如果你在顶上山顶上的话，你会看到这个天空是如此的蓝。
The green forest is so green.
这个绿色的森林是如此的绿。
You hear the sound of the wind.
你听到风声。
You see the clearness of the water in a stream.
你看到小溪的水是如此的清。
And at one point, we all stopped and we prayed.
在有某一个地方，我们就停下来，就开始祷告了。
One, because we couldn't make it up anymore.
首先因为我们爬不动了。
But two, because we wanted to remember.
第二点，我们也想记得。
That God created all of this.
神创造了这一切。
And that if we thought that this was so beautiful,
我们觉得这一切都是如此的美妙。
And we stood in awe of His creation.
我们站在他的创造之中。
We remembered that God created this.
我们记得神创造了这一切。
Jesus created this. So anything that we see in this world, in this universe, that we just stand in awe and go, wow.
我们站在这一个宇宙当中，我们站在这一个神所创造的这一切当中。
We have to know that Jesus is greater than that.
我们一定要知道，耶稣比这一切更伟大。
Anything that you can think of in this universe that you just stop and go, that is amazing.
任何事物在这个宇宙中，任何事物你可以想象的。
It just points to how amazing Jesus is.
都是来告诉我们，耶稣基督是如此的奇妙。
Because He created it.
因为他创造了这一切。
You see, this church was forgetting who Jesus was.
你看，这个教会就正在忘记耶稣是谁。
They were forgetting that Jesus Christ created all things, and He's over all things.
他们正在忘记耶稣基督创造了这一切，并且是高于这一切的。
And they started to believe the things that the world around them believes.
他们开始相信了这些世界上的人所相信的一些东西。
And they started to put their trust in the things that the world trusts.
他们开始把他们的信靠放在了这个世界上的人所信靠的东西。
And they started to trust in themselves.
他们也开始相信他们自己了。
And Paul was reminding them, Jesus is the great and awesome God.
保罗正在提醒他们，耶稣是一位奇妙和伟大的神。
How about you?
那么你们呢？
Where are you today?
那你们在哪里呢？今天？
Have you too recently forgot who Jesus is?
你们最近也忘记了吗？耶稣是谁？
Have you too started to put your trust in other things of this world?
你们也开始把自己的信靠放在了这些世界上的一些东西吗？
Where are you today?
你们今天在哪里？
Where do you put your trust?
你把你的信靠放在哪里今天？
Perhaps you're starting to trust more in the way that you can plan.
或许你把你的信靠放在你自己所打算的一些东西上。
You have an idea for yourself of how life should be.
你对自己的生活或许有个蓝图。
You have an idea of what needs to happen next in your life.
你有一个蓝图，你对自己的将来有一个蓝图。
And you're starting to find that this idea is starting to give you stress and anxiety.
你慢慢觉得这些东西给你的生命带来了压力和焦虑。
And maybe you need to be reminded to put your trust in Jesus.
或许你也应该被提醒，你要把你的信靠放在耶稣里面。
Because see, when you first believed,
你当初信耶稣的时候，
you knew that your life was empty.
你知道你的生命是空虚的。
You knew that you had sin and you could not stand before a holy God.
你知道你是有罪的，你不可以站在这位圣洁的神的面前。
And you put your faith in Jesus Christ.
你把你的信心放在了耶稣基督里面。
Do you remember why you put your faith in Him?
你记得为什么吗？你把你的信心放在耶稣里面。
Because you believe that Jesus Christ is God.
因为你相信耶稣基督是神。
And maybe today,
或许今天,
you've forgotten that.
你忘记了他。
And you're starting to put trust in yourself again.
你把这个信靠放在了自己的身上。
And today your faith is struggling.
你的信心也在挣扎。
But God's word is here to remind you that Jesus Christ is still enough for your salvation. And Jesus Christ is still big enough to carry your burdens.
耶稣基督仍旧是足够的大来帮助我们卸下我们的重担。
There is nothing bigger or stronger or more capable in this universe than Jesus Christ.
在这个宇宙当中，没有任何东西是比耶稣基督更大、更强或者更有能力的。The
problems in your life are not bigger than Christ.
你生活中的问题 绝对不会比耶稣基督更大。
The tension in world governments are not bigger than Jesus Christ.
世界上这些政府之间的矛盾也不会比耶稣基督更大。
Even the great force of Satan and his demons, which are causing problems in your life.
甚至这些引起问题的撒旦也不会比耶稣更大。
None of them are greater than Jesus Christ.
没有任何东西是比耶稣基督更大的。
Where do you put your trust in today?
今天你把你的信心放在哪里？
Put your trust in Jesus.
把你的信心放在耶稣里面。
Because he's worthy of your life.
因为他配得你的生命。
Jesus Christ is worthy of your life because he made it all.
耶稣基督配得你的生命，因为他创造了一切。
You see, that's the power of Jesus.
这就是耶稣基督的力量。
He created everything and he's over everything.
他创造了一切，他在一切之上。
So there would be almost enough reason for us to see who Jesus is and worship him from a distance.
你看现在，我觉得就是我们有足够的理由来看到耶稣基督是谁，然后让我们在远处崇拜他。
From afar, we should be able to look at Jesus and say, "Wow, you're worthy of worship."
我们可以从远远的地方看到耶稣而感叹，哇，这就是耶稣。
In fact, if he is really that great and awesome, Rubel.
实际上他确实是如此的如此的伟大和敬畏和敬畏的。
Then he should be worshipped from afar.
他应该是从远处被崇拜的。
Who are we?
That
Jesus would be mindful of us.
耶稣基督会在乎我们吗？
My children look at the little ants in our yard.
我的孩子看到我们院子中的这些小蚂蚁。
They look at the little roly polies.
我们看到这些
小
小的卷虫。
卷虫 right? We're like little roly polies or ants in God's great universe.
在神的宇宙当中，我们就像这些小虫子。
Who are we to think that we're so important?
我们是谁？然后来觉得我们自己是如此的重要。
And yet,
但是
we are so precious in all of His creation.
但是在神的创造中，我们是如此的宝贵。
In all of creation, there's only one thing that God made that bears His image.
在所有的创造当中，神创造了一样东西是根据他的形象而创造的。
And that's us.
那就是我们。
We are precious to him.
我们对他来说确实是珍贵的。
He made us to know him and to know his love for us.
他创造了我们是要让我们知道他，而且知道他的爱。
And he wants us to love him.
他也希望我们去爱他。
Rocks are not able to know God and love God.
石头不会知道神，也不会爱神。
Animals are not able to know God and love God.
动物也是这样。
All dogs do not go to heaven.
狗不会进天堂。
We are.
我们会。
If we have Jesus.
如果我们有耶稣基督。
And yet we've turned away, haven't we?
但是我们又背逆了神。
We've sinned against this God and broken our relationship from him.
我们犯了罪。把我们和神的关系破坏了。
And you know what? Have you ever thought about this before? Every man-made religion, every man-made religion.
我不知道你们有没有想过，每一个人造的信仰
says that we can work our way up to be good enough for God.
人造的信仰都会说，我们通过自己做的工，可以在神面前称好。
Every man-made religion says that we can work our way up to God.
每一个人造的信仰都会说，我们可以通过自己做的工来和神。
Only this Bible tells us that we cannot.
只有这本圣经告诉我们，我们不能。
Only this Bible tells us that we are not good enough.
只有这本圣经来告诉我们，我们不够好。
But only this Bible tells us that God came down.
只有这本圣经告诉我们，神下来了，到我们中间。
We cannot work our way up to God.
我们不能通过自己做的。
And that's why God came down to us.
所以神来到我们中间。
Even though He is the one who made it all and is over all.
虽然他是一个全能的神，他创造了一切，又高于一切。
He came down to pay it all.
他下来偿还了一切。
And that's the second thing I want us to remember this morning.
这就是第二点我想提醒大家的。
That Jesus is worthy of our life because he paid it all.
耶稣配得我们的生命，因为他偿还了一切。
Not only is Jesus Christ the Creator God,
不仅仅是因为耶稣基督是我们的创造神。
He is the God that is full of love and mercy and goodness.
他也是一位充满了爱和怜悯的神。
Who is willing to lay his life down for his church.
他甚至愿意为了他的教会把他的生命放下。
Look at verse 19 and 20.
我们来看19节和20节。
For in him, all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell.
因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住。
And through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross.
既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，便借着他叫万有，无论是地上的、天上的，都与自己和好。
Listen to this.
请听这个。
Jesus Christ is the only thing that man-made religion cannot make up.
耶稣基督是唯一的一个人所造的信，人所造的信仰所造不出来的。
是做不出来的。
做不出来。
Right? Because man-made religion cannot come up with a concept of Jesus Christ.
因为人造的这些信仰，他们造不出来这个耶稣基督这个概念。
That God would become man.
神会变成人。
Even if God became man,
神变成人
wouldn't he come in great power and great majesty?
他也会以一个十分有力量和威严的人形象来到我们中间。
If God came down to be man, wouldn't he come in great royalty and show his power to everyone?
如果神变成人，他也会以王者的身份或者有权柄的身份来到我们中间。
This is what man would expect.
这是我们人所期望的。
This is what man would come up with in our minds.
这是我们人所能够想到的。
Because that is what we would do.
因为这是我们会做的。
But that is not what God did.
但这不是神所做的。
God came down in the lowest form.
神下到我们中间来，以一种最低微的方式下来。
In order to die for us.
并且为我们而死。
So Paul was reminding them this, that Jesus Christ, fully God, died for our sins.
所以保罗在提醒他们，耶稣基督一位真正的神为我们而死。
Because we did not love him, we were alienated from him.
因为我们没有爱他，并与他隔绝了。
We only deserve his anger and his wrath.
我们只配得他的怒气。
And yet look at verse 21 and 22.
我们来看一下21节和22节。
And you, who were once alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death, in order to present you holy,and blameless, and above reproach before him.
你们从前与神隔绝，因着恶行，心里与他为敌。但如今他借着基督的肉身受死，叫你们与自己和好，都成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备，把你们引到自己面前。
Through his death, he made us right with God.
通过他的死。他把我们和上帝又重新
Although we ought to be alienated from him, Jesus Christ brought us together with God.
虽然我们应该是与神隔绝的，但是耶稣基督又把我们重新带到了一起。
For what?
是为了什么呢？
For what purpose?
为了什么目的呢？
Look at verse 18.
我们看十八节。
He is the beginning.The firstborn from the dead, so that in everything he might be preeminent.
他是原始的，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
In other words, he did all this so that he could be supreme.
用另外一句话说，就是他所做的一切，这一切，所以他可以成为至高的。
He is doing all of this so that he can be the highest.
他所做的一切都是因为他可以成为是最高的。
That he would be in the highest place of everything.
他会成为万众当中最高的一位。
That's why verse 18 says he's the highest, the first place of the church.
所以十八节说他是万有之先的，所在所有的教会当中他是至高的。
And he's the head of the body.
他是教会的头。
He must hold the first place.
他一定要成为
那个第一位。
第一位。
The highest place.
最高的一个位置。
Jesus already holds the highest place in all of the universe.
耶稣基督已经在整个宇宙上是最高的一位了。
He holds the highest place in the church.
他在教会当中也是最高的一位。
And Jesus Christ must hold the highest place in our lives.
所以耶稣基督在我们生活当中也应该是第最高位的。
Does Jesus Christ hold the highest place in your life?
耶稣基督在你的生活当中是最高位的吗？
Or does something else hold the highest place in your life?
或许是有一些其他的东西在你的生活上是最高位的。
You see, in this short few verses, Paul answered the question, who is Jesus Christ?
你看，就在这几节当中，保罗已经回答了这个问题，耶稣是谁？
He made it all and he is over all.
他创造了一切他也是一切之首。
And then he paid it all.
然后他又偿还了一切。
So that he holds the highest place.
所以他能够就是是我们最高至高的。
But does he hold the highest place in your life?
但是他在你的生命中是首位的吗？
What area of your life today are you struggling to let him be the highest place?
在你生活当中的哪些方面你正在挣扎允许耶稣成为允许耶稣基督成为最高的呢？
What area of your life are you struggling to trust him more?
在哪些生活的哪些方面你正在挣扎应该相信耶稣，更多的相信基督耶稣。
What area of your life today are you struggling to obey him more?
在哪些生活的方面你正在挣扎，你应该更加顺服耶稣。
Perhaps God has been telling you to stop watching so much TV and movies.
或许耶稣基督正在告诉你，你不应该看那么多的电视或电影。
Perhaps God is telling you that you need to spend more time in His Word and daily meet with Him.
或许神正在告诉你，你应该花更多的时间学习神的话语。
Perhaps God is telling you to go and repair a relationship that you've broken.
或许神正在告诉你去修复一个你所破坏的关系。
Perhaps God is telling you that there's an area of your life that you're cheating and you're not being honest and you need to do it the right way.
或许神正在告诉你在生活的某些方面你一直在欺骗你或许应该争取诚实的对待。
What has God been convicting of you to change in your life today?
上帝说
在哪方面有在感动你，你需要有一个生活的
改变。
If Jesus Christ is God,
如果耶稣基督是神
，and He holds the highest place in the universe,
因为他在宇宙万中当中是第一位的
，and yet He's shown you His love for you,
但是他仍旧把他的爱显示了给你。
Why wouldn't you be willing to trust him and obey him more?
那你为什么不能相信他，顺服他更多呢？
In the area of your life that you need to obey, would you commit today that you're going to obey him in that area?
那在生活的某些方面，你需要 你需要顺服和信靠他的，你今天能够承诺自己去信服他，
去
顺服他吗？
If there's an area of your life that you need to fully trust in him and not on your own ways, would you trust in him more today?
如果在生活的某些方面你需要全心全意的去相信他的话，你今天能够相信他吗？
Many years ago, there was a time in my life where I was under a lot of pressure.
很多年前曾有一段时间我的生活压力非常大。
I was experiencing a lot of failure.
我经历了非常多的失败。
And whenever I thought about my future, it seemed totally unclear to me.
在我想象我的未来是怎样的，我看不到一根本就看不清。
It was like any time I thought about my future, it was like a fog.
任何时候我在想我的未来的时候，我就觉得我在雾。在大雾当中
I didn't know where I would be in 2 years.
我不知道两年以后我在哪，我会在哪里。
I didn't even know where I would be in 2 months.
我甚至不知道两个月以后我会在哪里。
It just seemed so stressful at that time.
对我来说，那段时间真的是非常的，压力非常的大。
And I knew that there was a worldly way to approach this.
我知道有一种世俗的方式去处理这个。
That I could make my own plans.And try to determine my own way.
我可以给我自己打算来决定我要做什么。
But I kept sensing God telling me this.
但是我总觉得上帝在告诉我。
Trust me, obey me.
信靠我，顺服我。
Trust me, obey me.
信靠我，顺服我。
Don't trust in yourself. Don't trust in this world.
不要相信你自己，不要相信这个世界。
And one day when I was praying about this.
有一天我在正在为这个祷告。
A song that I always listened to came into my mind.
有一首歌出现在了我的头脑中。
Have you ever happened this? Has it ever happened to you before that you kind of hear a song over and over, but you don't really know what it means? Have you had that before?
你有这种经以前有这种经历吗？你听一首歌听过好几遍，但是你真的不知道它什么意思。
You even know how to sing the song, but you don't even know what it means.
你甚至知道怎么去唱这首歌，但是你不知道它的意思是什么。
There was a song like that for me.
有一首歌是这样子。
And it was a Christian song.
而且是一首基督徒的歌。
I knew all the words.
我知道所有的里面的字。
But I never really thought what it meant.
但是我从来没想过这里面的意思是什么。
And at that time in my life, as I was praying through this,
就在我那时的一刻，我正在祷告。
God gave me this song.
神给了我这首歌。
And I'm going to read to you the lyrics of the song.
我给大家读一下这个歌词。
It says, Take my hand and walk where I lead.
牵着我的手，让我带领你行走。
Keep your eyes on me alone.
把你的眼只放在我身上。
Don't just say, Why were the old days better?
不要老是说为什么以前的日子总是比较好。
Just because you're scared of the unknown.
仅仅是因为你害怕未知。
I know there are times.
我知道有时候。
That your dreams will turn to dust.
你的梦想变成了灰尘。
You wonder as you cry why it has to hurt so much.
你边哭边诧异，为什么会如此的痛
？And God says, "Give me all your sadness."
神说，把你所有的悲哀都给我。
Someday you will know the reason why.
某一天你会懂为什么。
And with a childlike heart,
只要有一颗童心
，simply put your hope in me.
简简单单的把你的希望放在我里面。
Trust in me.
信靠我。
Brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ is worthy of our life.
兄弟姐妹们，耶稣基督配得我们的生命。
What areas of your life today do you need to commit to say, Lord Jesus, I trust in you because you are worthy?
在你生命当中的哪些方面，你需要？今天你需要来真正的靠信靠耶稣，来告诉耶稣，我需要来真正的信靠你。
Let's pray.
那我们祷告。
Heavenly Father.
我们的天父。
Lord, sometimes we don't understand the struggles in our life.
神啊，我们有时候我们不知道我们生活当中的一些挣扎。
We don't know sometimes that our faith is struggling.
我们知道有时候我们的信心也在挣扎。
But a lot of times the struggle is real because we are struggling to either trust in you or trust in our own ways.
很多时候这些挣扎都是真实的，因为这些挣扎都是因为我们在挣扎，是我们应该信靠你呢，还是信靠我们自己？
And so, Lord, I pray that this morning you would be speaking to our heart.
所以主啊，我祷告今天早上你会来跟我们讲话。
That you reminded us through your word that Jesus, you are the Creator God.
通过你的话语来提醒我们，耶稣基督是我们的创造主。
That you are so powerful.
你是有如此的大能。
And you are deserving of us worshiping you from afar.
你配得我们只能从远处来敬拜你。
But you are the God who comes close and comes down to your people.
但是你是这位神来到了我们中间来接近我们。
To show us how much you love us.
来告诉我们你是有多么的爱我们。
And Lord, in that area where we are battling where to put our trust.
主啊，在这些方面我们正在挣扎，我们正把我们的信靠放在哪里？
Would we hear your voice saying, with a childlike heart, simply put your hope in me?
我们听到你的声音跟我们说，只要我们有一颗孩童的心。简简单单的把我们的希望放在你里面。
My child, would you just take my hand and walk where I lead?
我的孩子，请你只牵着我的手，我会带领你。
Don't look at other people.
不要看周围其他的人。
Don't look at the world around you.
不要看周围的世界。
Just keep your eyes on me alone.
只要把你的眼睛放在我身上。
And Father, would you help us to trust in you?
父啊，请你帮助我们来信靠你。
Sometimes we will not understand why.
有时候我们不懂得为什么。
And we may be full of sadness because we don't understand.
因为我们不理解，或许我们会有悲伤。
But that someday you will help us to know the reason why.
但是有一天你会让我们知道为什么。
Because you are worthy of our trust.
因为你配得我们的信靠。
You are worthy of our life.
你配得我们的生命。
We thank you, Lord.
感谢你主。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.